Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Deputies arrest a man on felony warrants after they find him hiding in a bathroom. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. At about 4:30 p.m. on Sunday evening, Campbell County Sheriff's deputies arrived at a home on Blackbird Court looking for a 42-year-old who had two active felony warrants out of Campbell County. According to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds, deputies knocked on the door and could hear people moving around inside, but no one came to the door. There was a camper trailer outside the home, so deputies attempted to see if anyone was there. A 37-year-old man opened the door and told deputies he believed the 42-year-old was inside the home and offered to go get him, said Reynolds. The 37-year-old went into the home and told deputies the man's 34-year-old wife was indeed home. She said her husband wasn't home because he was on a job interview. The woman allowed deputies to search the residence, and in one of the bedrooms, they saw meth paraphernalia inside an open cabinet. She attempted to close the cabinet with her foot in an effort to hide the contents. At that point, she called out to her husband and said, "If you're here, you need to come out." Deputies then found the man hiding in a bathroom connected to the bedroom. The 42-year-old was taken into custody while deputies questioned the wife. She admitted to using meth 5 hours before and said there was meth in the home. Pipes with meth residue were located and logged into evidence. Reynolds said the woman was arrested for possession of methamphetamine and the man was arrested on his outstanding warrants, which were warrants on an original charge for driving under the influence and drug possession. Campbell County Health welcomes Adam Pop as the new CFO to Gillette. Originally from Houston, Texas, he was most recently the CFO of Prairie Lakes Health Care System in Watertown, South Dakota. Pop learned about Gillette through a mutual connection who is familiar with CCH. That connection kickstarted what would ultimately culminate in Adam accepting the role of CFO at CCH, according to the press release. CCH offers an impressive array of services to the community, said Pop. Everyone I met here was great, and I knew I would fit in well with the leadership and staff. Pop brings decades of experience in healthcare finances to CCH. He said that the stakes in a rural setting are even higher, and that rural leaders regularly interact with their community and constituents. "You can go to the grocery store and see the folks you've provided services to," said Pop. "At the end of the day, a not-for-profit healthcare facility has to be financially sustainable so it can care for patients today and tomorrow, including those who don't have healthcare." Campbell County Health CEO Matt Shahan said, "We've been searching for a CFO who can embody the excellence every day necessary to ensure this organization can live up to its pillar of fiscal responsibility with integrity and transparency. We are excited to welcome Adam to CCH. His energy, experience, and drive are precisely what this organization needs in its next CFO. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.